Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, works are to be carried out on the Polestar roundabout in Letterkenny to address issues following the installation of traffic lights. Sinn Féin says the Israeli ambassador to Ireland's position has become untenable. An East Donegal councillor believes the County Donegal development plan is not fit for purpose. And there's a warning that there's a crisis of dog abandonment, neglect and breeding in the county. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Jordan McDade, followed by Nuked with Colm Fersher. First news this evening. Donegal County Council says traffic congestion in Letterkenny at peak times cannot be resolved by traffic signalisation alone. It comes as commissioning works are set to be carried out on the Polestar roundabout following the installation of traffic lights. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Works are due to commence on Monday. It's hoped the traffic flow will be optimised, as well as having safe pedestrian and cyclist crossings implemented. Donegal County Council says it's possible additional traffic delays will be experienced as this process is carried out. The lights will continue to be monitored and changed to improve the function of the signals where possible. The council is asking for patience from motorists and the general public. The council is also reiterating that traffic congestion in the town cannot be resolved at peak times by traffic lights alone. That is something, the council says, that can only be achieved by significant new infrastructure such as the TEN-T project.
Israel's prime minister has told the leader of the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah not to test his armed forces. The Israeli military is on high alert on the Lebanese border as fears continue that its conflict with Hamas could spread onto other fronts. Meanwhile, once again, Irish citizens were not on a list of foreign passport holders allowed to leave Gaza for Egypt today. Irish-Palestinian Ibrahim Alaga, who is in Gaza, says it's too risky for him to head to the border in anticipation of permission being granted to leave.
Absolutely not, because there is nowhere to go. I can't guarantee that anywhere I go to could be a high-risk place. So it's better just staying at my house until I get the full approval, and then I'll make that risky journey.
Meanwhile, Sinn Féin says the Israeli ambassador to Ireland's position has become untenable. The party said Dana Ehrlich should no longer have diplomatic status in Ireland while her country refuses calls for a ceasefire in Gaza. The government has consistently said there are no plans to expel any diplomats. Well, Minister of State Jack Chambers is reiterating the Irish government's call for a ceasefire in the region.
From an Irish perspective, we've been clear with our European international partners on calling for a humanitarian ceasefire, trying to get supplies to citizens in the Gaza region. We've morgues overflowing, thousands seeking shelter.
The County Donegal development plan is not going to be fit for purpose. That's according to Councillor Patrick McGowan, who believes the council will have to go back to the drawing board before it's adopted. He says there are issues with securing land for housing and economic development use in the Twin Towns. Councillor McGowan believes the zoning of land needs to be reviewed as flood risks are proving an issue when seeking planning permission.
We've had two recent reports coming from Bord Panala turning down planning in the centre of Balbuffet because of the flooding. So basically what I'm saying now to the council before we meet in the next couple of weeks, it's back to the drawing board again. It's quite worrying, you know, if you want to try and develop a town, like, and we probably need to get a special meeting on that as well.
And it's important that this county development plan is right for each area, as you highlighted there, because this will lead the way for years to come.
We often talk about comparing Dublin to Donegal and different counties. It's the same within the county. Like, each catchment, each town, all the constraints, whether it's flooding or any other thing, or if it's along coastal, they all have to be taken into account, and there's a different answer to every problem. So within Belfast and Rider, as I say, it's come back for years for people are trying to develop job industries and type of thing, and it's so hard to get planning. But it's also the same with housing. Because of the river, the way it runs through, the meanders through the centre of the town, and the other constraint. Now, the good side is we have a state-of-the-art treatment plant, and the network has been worked on at the moment, and the location and everything else is perfect for housing, and that's where there's a big demand for council houses, etc. But there's very little. We had some good news around the old fire station, and there's work ongoing to source wood, but it's very, very small compared to the demand that's there. So I certainly have asked for another meeting with senior officials before we go to adopt the county development plan.
Meanwhile, the Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council has hit out at An Bord Pleanála over the length of time it's taking them to make a decision. In one case, a housing development planned for the Ballybofey area was turned down after the application sat on An Bord Pleanála's desk for 22 months. Councillor Martin Harley is calling on the body to review its policy.
This is something that we've raised concerns on them, both in our Lifford, Stan Ireland Municipal District meeting today. We discussed projects where the scheme in Lifford where there was 13 million invested there, it fell back because of different issues. We had the Astro facility in Sonora that took 19 months for a decision to be made by An Bord Pleanála. And then later last week, we had a housing scheme there of 24 houses that the Donegal County Council granted planning on twice on this exact same site. And now after 22 months, it went to the board. After 22 months of with the An Bord Pleanála, they've decided last week that that it's a flood risk. It's, they seem to look at the location. They don't seem to go out on the ground and see is there flood risks. And it seems to be a policy, because I see it as well, even with insurance as well now. If you're within 400 metres of the River Finn as a business, you won't get insurance for flooding. You get insurance for fire and everything else, but they won't allow you if you're within 400 metres. And it doesn't matter, it could be 400 metres higher than the river. It doesn't seem to matter. So we need to look at this as it's, we look at different schemes within towns and we say there's so much land zoned for housing. But if it goes to An Bord Pleanála and takes them 2 years to make a decision, that land actually is worthless to the individual that owns it as well. So someone has to happen very quickly.
The IMF is urging the government to anchor its plans for future spending rules. The Irish Fiscal Advisory Council has previously warned ministers not to repeat past mistakes by breaching a rule not to increase core spending by more than 5%. The IMF is also calling on the government to not use excess corporation tax receipts, which it views as volatile, to fund permanent spending. Jan Son is the IMF's mission chief to Ireland and says the government needs to consider the future of spending rules once the current rule lapses in 2026.
You know, given the context, given that the EU fiscal rule is unlikely to be binding for Ireland. So beyond the spending rule, what should be the fiscal anchor for Ireland, a longer term? So that's what we are calling for.
A teenage girl remains in a critical condition in hospital following a crash in County Derry yesterday afternoon. The girl was struck by a car on the Dunhill Road, Macausquin, at around 10 to 1. An investigation is underway and police are appealing to anyone who was in the area at the time and witnessed the crash, or who may have any mobile phone or dashcam footage, to contact them. The Donegal Dog Rehoming Charity has warned that there is a crisis of dog abandonment, neglect and breeding in the county. Donegal Dogs Rescue says it has been forced to close its doors as it cannot take in any more animals. Donna Marie Doherty reports.
In a statement, the organisation said its volunteers involved with Donegal Rescue Dogs and Twin Town Lost and Found Dogs have single-handedly bore the brunt of the ongoing crisis of abandonment and breeding that's happening in Donegal. They added that there is an endless list of dogs that are still to enter the facility, and they must prioritise emergency cases and those most vulnerable. The charity say surrendering your dog to go on holiday or being unable to toilet train your puppy is not a priority. They urge the public to realise the commitment involved with the pet and to step up and follow through when caring for them.
Air quality in Letterkenny is poor today. A new air quality forecast launched today by the Environmental Protection Agency, meanwhile, shows that air quality in Malinhead is good. Airquality.ie will show the predicted air quality for up to 3 days and is updated twice daily. EPA scientist David Callaghan says the time readings are recorded by the monitoring system will have an impact on the forecast.
Well, there's a couple of reasons. One being that the two values are averaged over different periods. So when you're looking at the monitor data for Letterkenny, that's encompassing a rolling 24-hour average. So that's actually picking up. There was a peak yesterday evening from around 6 o'clock onwards. People, when they get home, you warm your house when you get home at the end of the day. And usually that's when you get peaks from of PM2.5 from residential heating. So that's encompassed within the monitoring. Now, while the forecast takes that data into consideration, it's presenting a different data set. So that's presenting for today moving forward. So it's predicting that the concentrations for today and tomorrow on the map is indicated as being within the good category. But if you move from today on to tomorrow, you can see that it is picking up. It is estimating that it will deteriorate slightly in the Letterkenny area, but not to the extent that the monitoring presented. But, and again, it's an artifact of it being that peak in the evening we had yesterday. And again, just to say as well, that it's a new system, and we're going to be keeping a very close eye on this and continuously verifying and checking, not just Letterkenny, but in all the monitoring stations across the country, how well this forecast works against the monitored data.
The sentence hearing for the manslaughter of Jason Corbett has heard details of social worker interviews following his death, in which Molly Martins described her marriage as abusive. Molly and Tom Martins have admitted killing the 39-year-old Limerick native at his home in North Carolina in August 2015. However, the father and daughter claim they were acting in self-defence and were afraid Mr. Corbett was going to kill Molly. Southern correspondent with the Irish Independent, Ralph Regal, who's in North Carolina, says the court heard details of interviews with a social worker following Jason's death.
And in that social worker interview, Molly Martins repeatedly described the relationship she had as abusive, that she was in fear of her partner, that his actions often put both him and others at high risk, that there was furniture broken, things like that.
Gardaí in Donegal are urging homeowners to lock up and light up to protect their home. They say burglaries increase during winter months, mostly between the hours of 5 and 10pm. People are advised to lock all doors and windows, turn on lights, use an alarm, not keep large amounts of cash at home, and to store keys away from windows and letterboxes. The former Garda station in Bonbeg has been sold. The lot went today for €85,000, exceeding its reserve price. It was sold during an online auction hosted by O'Donnellan and Joyce Auctioneers in County Galway. The company says there was intense bidding for the Garda station, with 16 interested bidders.
Be prepared for training and match day with kit and other essentials from all the top names at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, sponsors of Sport on Highland. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Jordan McDade.
Good evening. We start with soccer. The race for the final European place is the focal point of tonight's final round of fixtures in the SSE Tristy Premier Division. Shelburne are in the box seat and will secure fourth spot with a win away to Drogheda United. Dundalk and Bohemians are both waiting to pounce on Shell Slip, and they play UCD and Cork City respectively. Champion Shamrock Rovers will be presented with a trophy after the final home game with Sligo Rovers. Derry City are at home to St. Pat's in a huge game for both clubs as they bid to get the runners-up spot. They both are level on points, but the Candy Stripes have a better goal difference. Here's Derry City boss Rory Higgins.
We want to make sure that we finish in second place. Obviously, we're disappointed that we haven't gone into the last couple of weeks right in the mix, and there's obviously real frustration from that end.
All games kick off at 7:45. In the Irish League Premiership, third place Larne hosts second place Cliftonville at 7:45. Cross-channel, the English FA are investigating whether Sandro Tonali broke betting rules after his move to Newcastle. The midfielder has been handed a 10-month ban from football after breaking betting rules in his native Italy. Tonali only joined AC Milan in the summer in a £70 million deal. In Gaelic Games, it's understood that Donegal LGFA will nominate John McNulty for ratification as their new manager of the senior team. John will replace Maxi Kern, who was in charge for 6 years and led Donegal to 3 Ulster titles. McNulty was in charge of Éire for the last 2 years and previously managed his home side Kilcar. Here in Donegal this evening, St Mary Convoy's ground is a venue for the Donegal Minor Division 1 semi-final between Termin and Neve Connell at 7:30. Same with GA, there's action in the Ulster Club Championship this weekend. Donegal Junior Champions Narasa take on Nisnakia Fermanagh in the Ulster Club Junior Football Championship quarterfinal at O'Donnell Park tomorrow at 2:45. Narasa manager Declan Boner is looking forward to the game.
Preparations have gone reasonably well. The weather hasn't been great, and But listen, now we've got a bit of work done, so we're looking forward to a good challenge now against Listen Ski, which it will be a good challenge. They're a decent side, so yeah, it's going to be an interesting match.
That game will be the focal point of our Saturday sport programme, when we'll have live commentary with Oisin Kelly and our match analyst Brendan Kilcoyne. Meanwhile, in hurling, Donegal champion Setanta travelled to Owen Beg to take on Derry Kingpins Ballinascreen in the quarterfinals of the Ulster Club Intermediate Hurling Championship. That game has a 4:15 start tomorrow. In the Ulster Club Junior Hurling Championship, St Unans are in action against Oma and the Curtain Raiser at O'Donnell Park at 12:30 tomorrow. While on Sunday, Dunlow Ladies are playing in the Ulster Club Championship semi-final in Monaghan against Tyne Holland. To rugby, Jack Carthy will make his first Connacht start of the season in tomorrow's URC Derby with Ulster in Galway. He replaces the injured JJ Hanrahan. Last year's Grand Slam winning under 20 captain Ruben Crothers will make his Ulster debut in the game at open side flanker. Onto boxing, Letterkenny BC's Paddy McShane has pulled out of the National League Championships due to illness. The event is due to get underway at the National Stadium in Dublin this evening. Calvin McLaughlin of Rafoe BC will be in a 75kg semi-final on Saturday. Looking at racing, it's day one of the Breeders' Cup at Santa Anita, just outside Los Angeles. Today, Donegal's Dylan Brown McMonagall is on Mountain Bear in the Prevagen Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf Grade 1 race for 2-year-old colts and geldings. Dylan will also have two rides on Saturday. The 20-year-old will be on Lemaire Rock for trainer Joseph O'Brien in the $2 million filly and main turf Grade 1 race, and he's booked to ride Broom in another race tomorrow, the $4 million Eon Z Breeders' Cup Turf. Switching to Tug of War, the National Indoor Tug of War Championships takes place in Athlone on Sunday, with Donegal teams from Cardona, Coghill and Kilmany taking part. And finally, in Greyhound Racing, there's a 9-card race at Lifford Stadium, with the first race off at 7:45pm. That's your sport.
Thanks, Jordan. Weather now. Tonight will bring isolated showers and clear spells. Lowest temperatures of 1 to 4 degrees with some frost in areas. The closing headlines. Donegal County Council says traffic congestion in Letterkenny at peak times cannot be resolved by traffic signalisation alone. It comes as commissioning works are set to be carried out in the Polestar roundabout in Letterkenny in a bid to address issues emerging following the installation of traffic lights. Sinn Féin says the Israeli ambassador to Ireland's position has become untenable. It said Dana Ehrlich should no longer have diplomatic status in Ireland while her country refuses calls for a ceasefire in Gaza. The County Donegal development plan is not going to be fit for purpose. That's according to Councillor Patrick McGowan, who believes the council will have to go back to the drawing board before it's adopted. Meanwhile, the Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council has hit out at Ambord Pleanála over the length of time it's taking them to make a decision. In one case, a housing development plan for the Ballybuffet area was turned down after the application sat on Ambord Pleanála's desk for 22 months. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is News with Colm Ferriter, and we'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. Good evening.
Seamer Mahasa Colm Ferriter and Shotland the Prieve Skelty. Sholu and Forum Nua Voniha, Mehal and Nashunta Plana La Changa, and Austin Brehan Kalarnia. Egaritus Nigeliga at a Kaluru on and Chacton Shop. Is Forum Nyav Splat on Realtus, a Yanan Unadiacht, a Groupi Geliga at a Mon Plana La Changa, at a Egest, the Inchart of Farchi Hill Laswara. Fod fad na chira the main tajeshina agus duchlein saku a flay. Tahar exul gome an a mehel in on the avchodjacht agus ardu fasuk to ledger. A yanav son kosti achula farber hegeliga no gonashunta. Fulgriu and Charton Shaw Goro, Charton Shaw Hart Goro and Estiog Brescia, Don Frosch's planner la changa, the luch haeve korfumle, nigade mili euro, Don Vlian Shaw. Vi buachori gradam gulior as Tyrconnell eganarctus comai, the Shan Thomas O'Duhan, Colum Magilla Aspug, Augustan Taher, Shan O'Gallagher, a mask defishin, a fur ahantus, egg sula, igalarnia, again more kelluru, Leon Tool. Marfarch de kelluri an arctus comai, ractally tar, seminyard arctus, Connor Nigeliga in you, is he Ukturan an Connor, Paula Melvin, at Hammer Chaiherla, Erin Seminar. agus ar an fhanal bei Kathleen Nivrin áfaga plana la changa cloch chionnili agus bei si sin I mask I chanchuri ele a tala torch fwy cestana a wanyin le tóachí na gailtachta. Ta jarri siartinia a ráctal ag lianra le chú kenanig a jú scéal I ngean column kille a jarri siartal la jeg agus a níol la jeg den bí seo Jiri ha arini a well a couple of fakul aku hanafin be rangana on agus emakti or shul fasta crack kora colader coloder agus kyol agus the tg kahar agen of taija agus bawai lofa dini changwan al yana law la kodu a oil frastal nis far a yanif or skulta agus our takiokta ejahisa arbert Dr. Coru Rava Munchori, survey Alina Wishja at a falsiha TG Kahar Bunkai E. Shin Mahodsha Elig Gulier, Slan August Bannacht.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, November the 3rd. The death has occurred of John Bonner, Shesh O'Neill Ballybuffet. Remains are posing at his late residence tomorrow from 12 noon. Funeral leaving from his late residence on Monday morning at 22:11 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Shesh O'Neill at 11 o'clock. Interment in St Patrick's Churchyard, Crossroads, Killygordon. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish YouTube channel. Family flowers only, please. Family time from 9 p.m. to 12 noon each day. The death has occurred of Joyce Mandelbright, Crumlin Ardra. Her remains will be reposing at Chauvelin's Funeral Home Sandfield on Sunday evening from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Removal from there on Monday morning at 9:30, going to the residence of her daughter, Dr. Sweeney. House private. Private cremation in Lakelands Crematorium, County Cavan, on Monday afternoon. The death has taken place of Barbara McLaughlin, Ney McMonagall, Ballybow, Liz Monaghan, Letterkenny and formerly of Duane Newmills. Barbara's remains are reposing at her daughter's residence at 7 Ray Mahe Heights, Manor Cunningham from 6 o'clock this evening. Rosary tonight and tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Funeral from there on Sunday going to St Junan's Cathedral for 12 noon Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in Cornwall Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family time on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if wished, to Mary's Meals, care of Con McDade, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Maisie Rowan Doherty, Upper Ballybrack, Moville. Maisie's remains are reposing at her home. Family time from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral Mass will take place on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Ballybrack, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to the Carndonagh Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member. The death has taken place of John Joseph Carey, formerly of Art House, Ballymacarthur, Greencastle. Remains en route to St Bridget's Church, Carnhill, for Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Ballybrack Cemetery, Moville. The death has taken place of James Coyle, 20 Bell Road, Claddy, reposing at his home. Funeral leaving his home on Sunday at 12 noon for Mass in St Columba's Church, Donnyloop, at 12:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live on the Ernie Castle Finn Facebook page. The death has taken place of Alan Wiley, Dromini, Letterkenny. Alan's remains will be reposing at his late residence until 10 o'clock tonight and tomorrow from 12 noon until 10 o'clock. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 1:45, going to Trinity Presbyterian Church, Upper Main Street, Letterkenny, for funeral service of Thanksgiving at 2:30. Interment afterwards in Gortley Cemetery. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Carl Gormley, Glencar Scotch, Letterkenny and formerly from Rafoe. Carl's remains are reposing at his late residence. House private to family and close friends, please. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to St Junan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Interment afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. And the death has taken place of Robert Tinney via Manor Cunningham. Robert's remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Sunday, going to Rye Presbyterian Church, Manor Cunningham, for service of Thanksgiving at 2:30, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Wake private to family, friends and neighbours. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.